This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, last spring at Commodity Classic in Orlando, I had the chance to visit with Matt Olson of John Deere as they were rolling out their revamped precision farming tools for the 23 growing season. They were excited to make updates to everything from displays to modems and receivers. It was a bottom-up boosting of their equipment. So how did it pan out for this last growing season? Matt Olson comes back to give us an update next.
A new year brings new opportunities for Iowa soybean farmers. From biofuels and policy to a changing market landscape, many factors impact the value of Iowa's soybean crop. Learn about these trends and more on January 30th by attending Farm Forward, powered by the Iowa Soybean Association. Register today at iasoybeans.com and position your farm for success in 2024 and beyond. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
It's been 3 decades since John Deere rolled out those first yellow domes on the tractors. They've learned and grown a lot in those past 30 years. Olson reflects on how those past years have made them a leader in the precision ag marketplace.
We're continuing to make the investment in building a complete system from start to finish delivered by John Deere. And so that really differentiates us in the marketplace because this system is designed by John Deere, all working together seamlessly. And we've been fortunate enough to get customers to come to John Deere technology because of that seamless experience that they get. I like to equate it to something that we're all really familiar with is Apple. We all have Apple phones, maybe even watches, Mac computers, and we know that that ecosystem works very seamlessly. And so that is one of the great values that we bring to Deere is not only a complete system, but how that system works together, because we all know one of the biggest challenges around adoption of technology is it easy to use? And it doesn't matter how much value can be created, if it's not easy to use, somebody's not going to adopt it. The second piece is, and I'd say this is as equally or even more important, is our John Deere dealers. Is that our John Deere dealers have been the ones that have helped customers understand what technology that they need and then bring that technology and implement it on their farm with the equipment that they have and make sure that they realize the value they've invested in. And that support that our dealers provide differentiates us not only on the equipment and the technology, but at working together.
Olson says the results they saw in the past growing season with the new revamped equipment has been great. Olson says that adds to the last 30 years of great results that speak for themselves.
You know, really when it comes down to it, Dustin, is that we've got to come back to dollars and cents. So we can come back and through the operations center, we can come in and we can actually help customers visualize how they reduced overlap, see how that machine is functioning properly. When they make an investment in a new piece of equipment, we can compare their old equipment to their new equipment and see how much more productive are they, how much fuel are they saving, how much shorter time are they getting their planting done. All of those things are ways that we can come back and quantify and make visible for the farmer the value that we create for them, because we know that if we're not delivering value to their bottom line, they're not going to stay with us, and they're staying with us because we provide that value.
You can learn more about their latest lineup of John Deere Precision Tools by visiting your local dealer. I'm Dustin Huffman.